Are you the type of person for whom everything just falls perfectly into place? Your path to your career and family life has been seamless and fulfilling. Life hasn't thrown you many surprises, and everything feels simple and easy? No? Me either. Welcome to the Club of Hard Knocks. It's less lonely here than you think. When life doesn't go the way we think it will, or the way we wanted it to, it's easy to get stuck. And when we're stuck, it's overwhelming to know where to start to get moving again. What I shared in my latest book, I Am Here, is all about how I learned that finding clarity in your life doesn't have to happen in the faraway future. It can happen right here, right now. I believe this because the moments in my life that I thought were absolutely going to break me are also the same moments that have led me here today. Let me start by telling you about one of the most confusing moments in my life. I was lying on an oversized bed in a fancy hotel room that someone else was paying for. Okay, Ashley, real hard. What's wrong with you? In the middle of a city I had always dreamed of going to. I had just finished speaking alongside best-selling authors that only in my wildest dreams did I ever think I would be sharing a stage with. Sounds great, right? I always imagined that in achieving these dreams, there would be a feeling of arrival, of joy, of freedom, and of the main thing I was missing in my life, peace. But there wasn't. Instead, throughout that day, I had been putting out fires at my company. My husband and I had also just lost the two children we had permanent guardianship of during an unexpected contested adoption, after raising them for 4 years. And every dream that I once had was now crumbling around me. You can read more about this part of my life in my first book, Born to Shine. It was like one of those nightmares where you try to scream for help, but no words come out. And you try to run, but your legs are cemented into the pavement. And so you just sit in fear, watching it all burn to the ground. My life was turning into ashes, and there wasn't a thing I could do to stop it. I didn't know who I was anymore. Have you ever felt like this? Do you ever feel like in the chaos of life, in the unexpected events, in reaching for dreams, in the balancing and the doubt and the expectations that are on you, that you start forgetting who it is that you actually are? That all around you is the ash and rubble from dreams that have burned? Maybe right now you're in a place where you have everything you ever thought you wanted. The relationship, the kids, the job, the education, whatever that thing is that you always told yourself was the end goal, except now you've found it has become the thing that drained you, the thing that makes you wonder who you really are beneath the title. Or perhaps those things that you've dreamed about for so long and worked so hard for haven't happened yet, and you feel tired and broken. And confused as to what path you should go down next because nothing seems to be freaking working. I'm going to tell you a little secret. If life was going to break you, it would have broken you by now. And because it hasn't broken you, it means that you have two options at the moment. One, run from your pain. Two, reclaim your power. In that hotel room, wondering what to do next, I realized I had already tried running and it didn't work. I didn't know what to do next. I yearned to flip it all around, to choose a path that would be guided by power, clarity, and freedom. So I started staring at myself every day in the mirror, saying things like, I am a good mother. I am courageous and brave. I am full of life. I am attracting the people in my life I want to be around. I am open and receptive to all of the good the universe has to offer me. For everything I felt I was lacking, I started declaring that I actually had it or was it, which led me to learning that I had spent so long seeking validation and truth outside of myself that I was missing out on what I actually needed. Which was to go inward and start uncovering the woman who had become trapped in a life that she didn't want to be living. I needed to uncover my true self that was buried deep inside,